Hi, and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm here today with Rocky Bear, co-founder of Tucson Repair Cafe. Thanks so much for being here today, Rocky.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So what is your organization's mission?
So our mission is to hold repair events, and we want to give people a space to repair their items for free. And our goals are to reduce consumption and reduce waste.
What about your organization's vision?
So our overarching vision is really to change people's habits. It's very easy right now to throw items away and buy something new when that item breaks, because it could potentially be easier, less effort, cheaper. But we want to give people a space that's free and just a place where they can have an alternate option to elongate the life of their items and make sure that those items aren't ending up in the landfill when they could be repaired easily and continue to be used for a long time. So we're really just trying to make Tucson more sustainable and lower consumption and waste.
It's really great that a space has opened up like that here in Tucson. How long have you all been around?
Yeah, so the Tucson Repair Cafe, first of all, repair cafes aren't new. They have existed since 2009. The first one started in Holland, and there are thousands of them all over the world. They're more popular in Europe. We brought the first repair cafe to Arizona just about 6 or 7 months ago. It's really grown. It's become a place for people to get any items fixed. We have a wide range of repairers who are able to look at many different items, electronics, furniture, toys.
And can you share any highlights from one of your programs so far that help you execute your mission, or just a highlight of being new to Repair Cafe Tucson as an organization?
Personally, the highlights for me is just this real sense of community. People are so grateful to have this resource where they don't have to throw their items away. I think a lot of people feel this guilt of like, oh, I'm wasting so much, but I don't really have any other options. And now they do. And I really feel very happy when people say thank you and they are grateful that we can restore their toaster or their vacuum cleaner that they accidentally ripped the cord on, or, you know, they fix a toy that's been in their family for years. And things like that are the highlights for me. And I think that other highlights in terms of the community, we fixed so many cool items. We've taught people how to solder and fix different electronics like a PlayStation circuit board or a lot of lamps, a lot of toasters. We can't always fix everything. We're just a bunch of community volunteer repairers, but we will always look at your item.
That sounds like a really fun journey so far. So what does the future of Tucson Repair Cafe look like?
Yeah, so the Tucson Repair Cafe has a lot of really exciting things that are coming down the pipeline. So the first thing is that we're starting to make community campus groups. So we have people and students who are interested in helping us create a campus group at the University of Arizona. And we have another person interested in helping us create one for the Pima Community College campus. So that's very exciting. Other things that are really exciting is that we're starting to create an upcyclers group. This is taking our repairing one step further. We have a few volunteers who are very interested in helping people, instead of just fixing their furniture and clothes, revitalizing their furniture and clothes to give it brand new life. We have a couple of other projects that we really want to start doing. For example, we want to work with thrift stores to take items that they can't sell. For example, electronics that are broken and they would have to throw away. We could divert those from the thrift stores, fix them, and then sell them ourselves to make money for the Tucson Repair Cafe. So all those things are what we're working on in the future.
How can people find out more about Tucson Repair Cafe?
So one of the best places to find out more information would be on our website, TucsonRepairCafe.com. The other places are our Facebook and Instagram, which are both at Tucson Repair Cafe. If you go to our website, we have a place where you can sign up for our newsletter, which we send out bi-monthly, which is a very good way to get updated on the upcoming events. If you would like to get involved, we're always looking for more volunteers. If you'd like to be a repairer, we're always looking for people who can fix items, but you don't necessarily have to know how to repair anything if you'd like to get involved. We also need organizers that help us plan events. We also need people who are helping with all those special projects that I mentioned. So yeah, there's plenty to do to get involved. And if you don't want to volunteer, but you just want to hang out and learn, you can always come to our repair cafes to just sit with a repairer, talk to them, learn how to fix things, and you could, you know, take away some repairing skills, because we definitely want to educate the community.
That sounds great. Where is Tucson Repair Cafe located?
We're located in a couple of different places. We don't have a set location. So our second Saturday events are always held at Zero Craft, which is 101 West 6th Street, number 111. So Zero Craft is a makerspace downtown, and they have access to a ton of tools and materials, and they have been so kind to let us use their space and get started there for no cost. And then we also have our satellite events where we partner with other organizations around towns. We're always open to community partnerships. So that's another way to get involved. If you have a space for us where we could meet, we're open to having those community partnerships. But our goal there is to host events in different locations, because if it's not easy for someone to get to downtown, it might be easier for them to get to a library on a different side of town. So we're trying to increase the access for people so it's easier for them to get to our events so they can fix their items.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, Rocky, and telling our listeners at KXCI about Tucson Repair Cafe. And you can hear a longer version of Nonprofit Spotlight on the Nonprofit Spotlight program page at kxci.org.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 520-770-0800.